It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Welcome back.
I'm glad.
What did you have to do? Take the bus?
No. I don't take the bus. I'm too good.
Maybe
for
you
bus.
Should. Why don't you hate the bus?
I hate the bus.
Why?
I don't like the bus.
What about the light rail?
I like the light rail.
Okay.
The light rail I like. The bus I do not, because you have to stand out there in bad or weather and then you get on a bus and it smells funny and there are a lot of crazy people on the bus and
you fit right in.
It's just not for me.
Fit right in.
No, I'm not crazy.
You're eccentric.
I'm not rich enough to be eccentric. No, a friend of mine is performing in a show at the Stockyards tomorrow called...
Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Nope, it's Miss Modernism Pageant. It's kind of like this weird mix between...
Miss Modernism Pageant.
Yes, it's kind of like a mix of like burlesque and beauty pageant.
See, this is the thing about you is your evenings are a lot different than most people's, man.
Yes,
what?
They are.
So what were you doing? Training her how to use postmodernist heels?
No. Her talent... So it's someone... I think you know this girl, Anne. For her talent portion, she's going to do an improvised song. And Ann and I have been performing together for 10 years, making up songs.
Okay.
And so she wanted me to perform with her tomorrow, which then I found out tonight I can't. But so we went down to a place that has an open mic with some friends I know who run an open mic, and we just got up there and got suggestions from the audience and improvised three songs.
What was the songs?
So the first one was,
we were doing that here, by the way.
I heard, the first one was the dumbest reason why someone broke up with you.
Okay.
And that ended up being
to what type of music?
So it's just live music. So our friends, Nikki and Luke, they just play guitar behind it. So that one came out more country, upbeat country.
Okay, so what was the dumbest reason why anyone ever broke up with you?
Girl broke up with a guy because he was too nice.
That happens.
It does. So, and then the second one was, God, it happened so fast, and I'm trying to remember what this said. The third one was basically me doing an improvised song about the time I got arrested on a date.
The time you got arrested on a date.
Yes.
You got arrested on a date.
Yeah, so we were asking people, what's the worst date you've ever been in? And one girl's like, a guy farted at me on the
way at the end.
Like, lifted his leg and farted at her.
So good.
At the end of the date.
Do you know what? If she laughs at that, she's a keeper.
But she laughed.
That's funny.
But he was like...
He was actually doing it to be, like, mean.
A jerk, yeah.
That's so
Another
funny.
Lady's like, I got slapped.
Oh, that's
She's
not
like,
funny.
I got slapped in the face.
That's not funny. Don't say that right when I start laughing.
The guy... Was he mad at you? She goes, no. I think to him it was foreplay. I'm like, that is a bad date.
It was a duel.
You're right. It's like a duel. And then I said, oh, well, I got arrested once on a date. And like,
how did you get arrested on a date? You got arrested on one of my dates.
Yes. I forgot about that.
How did you get arrested on your own dates?
So I was living...
That's 200% more dates than I've ever been arrested on.
It was the summer between my sophomore and junior year of college in Boulder, and I was working at the airport, the old Stapleton Airport, as a airplane food loader. So I'd drive out in the truck on the tarmac.
Waiter.
Well, I was not on the plane.
Dumb waiter.
I wasn't on the plane, so I wasn't a waiter. I was just taking the food from the truck and putting them in the airplanes and then taking the old things and putting them on the truck. And it was in the summer. It was hot. It was miserable. I was there from like 3 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah, I bet that was kind of fun, though.
I slept mostly in the truck because I was always so tired.
Okay.
But I had met a girl at the end of the semester. Her name was Portia, P-O-R-T-I-A.
Okay.
From New York. And she was going to stick in town.
Portia, New York.
And so we kind of started going out a little bit before the end of the school year. and she lived, and you'll remember this house. It's on the hill.
Yes.
Right next to what used to be the old CU bookstore. There's that kind of Victorian-looking house.
Maybe.
So she lived on the first floor of that house.
Oh, okay.
And I used to park behind that house all the time. So I go up this one. We're going to go to the Shakespeare Festival. Go to the Shakespeare Festival. I swiped a bottle of wine, forgot to get a bottle opener, so I had to push the cork down in, so that was terrible. We had a picnic on the
and
green.
And then you bashed it over her head and
nope,
what?
We had a picnic on the green, saw the play, went back to her house. My car, which I had parked in the same place I always parked, was gone. So I'm like, oh, my car got stolen.
Towed?
Well, yeah. So I thought it was stolen. So we go down to the Boulder Police Department, and I'm like, hey, my car is stolen. I want to report it. And the guy goes, okay, and he leaves for a few minutes and comes back and says, your car wasn't stolen. We towed it. Oh, and by the way, there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Oh.
I'm like, for what? He goes, you got a moving violation like 2 years ago.
Oh.
And you never paid it. Nobody in court, so there's a bench warrant.
Oh.
So I got arrested. It was like $100 bail.
Oh.
Porsche paid.
First date?
No, not first date. It was like fourth or fifth date. Porsche paid the bill.
Okay.
I end up having to, because I can't get my car out of impound until the next day.
Okay.
So I spend the night with her, or woo! I say I spend the night at her place, because by the time we get back to her place, she's furious.
I imagine so.
So I slept on the couch. I got up early. She was still very angry the next morning. I did pay her back her $100.
Oh, that was nice of you. The least you could have done.
Yes. And
can you try not to get arrested on dates?
I never talked to her again.
Porsche from New York?
Yeah, Porsche from New York never called me back.
Oh, that's terrible.
So I sang a song about that story. And I think that's the other song we sang was about the dumbest things you get in arguments about with your spouse or significant
other. Israel, is that one?
No, it was taking out the trash.
I don't want to start talking about that.
See, I have no significant other, so I get into no dumb arguments with.
She just leaves the balls around.
She leaves the what?
Like, you know, like little trash balls.
Trash balls?
Like, so a trash bag will be full.
Okay.
To wrap it up in a little ball. It'll just be like right there next to it.
How tiny are these trash bags?
Some are bigger than others.
Okay.
I mean, when you have a small. Okay. So when you live with someone of the opposite sex or with the same sex, but you are domesticated, you have to actually put little trash bags into the little trash cans in the bathrooms because there are different sizes of trash bags and different sizes of trash cans.
I have a big trash can in my bathroom.
Okay. We have small ones because you don't want people to actually know that you use trash in a bathroom. So you just use a small one and then you just kind of wrap it up.
That's weird.
Not really.
Seems weird.
Not really. But she won't. She's like, she's never asked me
to take the trash out.
Yeah.
But you just do because otherwise they're just around.
It'll be there for weeks.
I have been known on occasion to go around and put all the trash in my apartment into a big black trash bag, tie up the top, and then just leave it by the door and then forget about it.
How do you forget about it by the door?
It's not that I forget about it. It's because the trash chute is like way on the other side of the building. So I usually wait till I have three or four of those.
You know what they call that in the South?
What?
A trash chute.
That's probably true. Trash chute. I wait till I have three or four of those, and then I go take them all down at once. It's a long way to go
just
for
take
one.
One, man. Just one at a time.
Long way to go for one.
I can't complain because, like, I'm just not. Sometimes I wish I had OCD instead of whatever I've got. Crazy.
Yeah.
Because then at least everything would be clean. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, that's true. That I get that. I definitely do not have anything like that, because that's why I have a house cleaner come over once a month. Just kind of maintains it.
Yes. And I feel terrible about saying that. I mean, it feels embarrassing to say that.
No,
it's not like.
I've resorted to just eating with paper plates.
Haven't done that yet.
Oh, it's fantastic. I don't have any dishes.
But man, the environment.
I don't care. I don't care.
Oh, my
goodness. I will use the same paper plate for a couple meals. Because it just
rinses
off.
That's worse, man.
It just rinses off. These aren't like those old
napkins. Are you they're plastic? Are they plastic or paper?
They're laminated paper plates. So they're not like those old paper
laminated
plates. So they've got a thing to make them like sturdy. They feel like heavy paper plates. So
okay.
I just kind of rinse it off and then set it aside.
Okay.
Well,
you are environmental. Look at that.
Well, then at some point I just toss it. I go through probably.
Recycle?
No, I don't recycle. I do not recycle. It's just like a lot of work. I don't recycle.
You know, the part of me that grew up and was born and raised in Boulder is appalled at you right now.
I know.
Appalled.
I know.
I mean, it's only about a third, but this third of me is appalled at you.
My goal, honestly, is to have the largest carbon footprint I can possibly have.
You're a long way away.
I know.
Do you know who owns that right now? Al Gore.
Okay. I like this song.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
But I watch her so sadly.